Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Joseph Sternberg. He's a member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He's in London, and he observes with his political economics column global affairs. But right now we're going to look at not quite domestic affairs. There's a new government in London. It's dominated by the Labour Party, over 400 seats, meaning they'll be in power for 5 years, maybe 10. The leader is Sir Keir Starmer, and in the first 100 days of his premiership, all kinds of scandals associated with newbies at the reins of power. At the same time, it appears from the headlines that they all decided there was one person who's responsible for all these failures, named Sue Gray. What did Sue Gray do wrong? Chief of staff of the premier. It doesn't seem that she took free clothing. It doesn't seem that she's the one who's responsible for these policy switches. Why did they defenestrate her?
John, the short answer is who knows? I think that the real story here that's going on is that this Labour Party government under Prime Minister Keir Starmer has been in power less than 100 days at this point. They only won the election back in early July. And already they seem to be totally adrift. And, the problems that they've had, they have still struggling to articulate what their policy agenda is. And they keep getting pushed into these embarrassing turnarounds or coming out with various announcements that people don't like. And then it becomes clear that the policy is impractical. And so there has to be a reversal, or the idea is very unpopular with the party base. And there just has been this sense that they won the election and then it was the dog that caught the car and then didn't know what to do with it. And so they've ended up firing the Sue Gray person who was Keir Starmer's chief of staff. I suspect as a scapegoat. I mean, there's a lot of leaking to the press going on right now about whether she was incompetent or whether she was very competent but was undermined by other people on the staff. I'm not sure that any of that really matters, and it really doesn't matter if you're listening to the saga from the U.S. I think that the key thing that matters about all of this is just the sense that this party won this enormous majority in the election on the back of a campaign that deliberately didn't tell voters what they stood for. And now we're discovering that the result is an element of chaos, because once you're in government, you do have to stand for something. Someone has got to make decisions on a day-to-day basis, and we are discovering that it's taking the Labour Party in a worryingly long time to figure out how to go about doing that.
To explain the governance of the United Kingdom, quite distinct from how the U.S. works, Labour's majority is so vast, none of these things will touch it, right? It's not going to be obliged to submit itself to the voters for 5 years if it chooses. Is that correct, Joe?
Exactly. You know, that is a consequence of the fact that they won the election so convincingly back in July. But, you know, that also creates a political problem, because in the British system, if you've won such a big victory, your voters tend to assume that you will start accomplishing things, that you will use that majority in the parliament to good effect. It's basically as if the Democrats or the Republicans had won the White House and both houses of Congress and was still struggling to pass anything. And Americans would look at this and they would think, well, what on earth is going on? Didn't we just hand you guys the White House and these big majorities in Congress and you're refusing to govern? And I think that it's the same kind of frustration that voters start to experience here, with the added proviso that on the rare occasions when Labour does seem to propose something that it wants to do, that thing is unpopular.
Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal, the war between the Labourites in London.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.